This house, it keeps me warm, gives me protection. These walls, they are the arms that wrap around this home. And we will rise again. The strength to be alone, this isolation. Reach out, I am still here inside the boundary lines, and we will rise again. Day this world will mend, although everything around me has changed. We'll do it all again to keep us safe. This world, it has its flaws. We'll make it better. And we will rise again. One day we all will mend, although everything around me has changed.
We've also got another great video for the second single from the album, Rise. What can you tell me about that song?
That was a song that I started and I just kept working on it. And it was kind of started right around when we were getting requests for this theme. And so we just kind of built on that. And that was more of our pretty much our standard format of, I would throw an idea to Helen and I'm like, well, you get busy on some lyric ideas and I'll get busy on production. And I think I had the title. Yeah. A lot of times I have to title when I start working on production. If there's no lyrics, I need a title. I have to title my folder, and so that's usually a good chance to give a title. And we've done that a lot. And I'll just throw the title to her. You know, that can be the theme. And so you know, she starts on lyrics, and then you know, we kind of go back and forth on those a little bit while I'm putting the production together. And that's kind of one of our classic songs that we've been doing, at least since the last album, where it kind of builds into, it just slowly builds into a kind of a crescendo ending. And
yeah. Well, again, we were trying to put out hope with that one. You know, it's like, I think at the time when writing that one, we didn't realize how long this was going to go on for. I think we thought for sure we'd be back to summer festivals when we were writing that one. So it was kind of like, oh yeah, we're going to get out of this and it's all going to be great. So I think the lyrics might be a little different today. I think we're writing that one. But we put a video together for that one as well, which was an old dollhouse of mine and some mini Paul and mini Helen. And I made a mini setup because if people don't know, Paul plays drums and keyboard and sings at the same time, and I play guitar and percussion and sing. And so I made our mini setup of, we have a lot of suitcases, so that was fun to do, just pretend that we're playing together on a rooftop.
I covered that dollhouse.
Well, that was made for us. It's my old house where I lived in London. It looks like the old house.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I know it's really hard making plans. As this pandemic continues to drag on, hopefully things will starting to be open up a little bit soon. But what's on the horizon for you musically over the coming months?
Well, obviously, all our tours have been cancelled. We had 5 tours cancelled, which was just gutting every time. We were supposed to do a UK tour in March next year. I don't see that happening. I mean, it'd be lovely. But all our summer stuff has been moved to next year, to next summer. So I'm really, really hoping. Paul's wife's really hoping that'll happen because they love coming over to BC to hang out for the summer. But otherwise, we're gonna write a new album because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Where can we find you online in the meantime to keep track of new recordings and maybe some streaming events and other ways of keeping in touch?
The best way is actually Facebook, sadly. I mean, that's the most that we update is on Facebook. I update our website as well, Big Little Lies, but for kind of day-to-day stuff, Facebook and Instagram, everything. Luckily, we grabbed the name Big Little Lions before anybody else had used it, so we're just Big Little Lions everywhere. So we're pretty easy to find.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'd like to take us out with your song, It's Amazing. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, it's amazing. Is it?
Was that the first one we did for this?
Oh,
I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't even know I'd started that one. I think you must have done.
I started the music and kind of the rough melody idea for that. And then that was another one that was our classic kind of style of writing, whereas I have an idea and toss it to Helen and she whips up some lyric ideas and we kind of go back and forth again on those. And
son thinks that the first line is, how are we falling without a pair of shoes? It's a parachute. How are we falling without a parachute? But for weeks, he thought I was singing parachutes.
I think I'll sing it that way from now on.
Why would I do that? No, I can't think of it any other way.
Yeah, I mean, that song is, I like how that song came about a lot. I like the finished product and
Yeah, I think we
want to
use
cool.
that song. I think we want to use that style of that song as way of going forward. Because if we do another album, we can't tour anything right now. So we might, and that's got more electric guitars and stuff like that than we'd normally use. So we're thinking maybe about going in that direction for a bit, do stuff that we're not necessarily looking at, stuff we can tour with. And so maybe branch out a bit. But yeah, that video, the video, I think people, what I've seen, noticed with videos, when they seem to like seeing our faces. I don't know why, but they do. So I think I see a lot more videos with our faces in our future. Cool.
And also, we're planning on trying to do some online performing maybe once a month.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we can't literally play together because physics, because the light's not fast enough. But we did a concert last night, and we just did a song swap and then played some videos of us playing live separately.
Oh, lovely.
And that was fairly successful. So we were thinking maybe once a month doing that. And I had an idea. Actually, I might as well say it here, Paul, that we should just learn whole albums and play a whole album. Swap the song.
There you go.
There we go. You heard it here first.
Lots to look forward to, even during these hard times. And I love the new album. Paul and Helen, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much
for having us.
The light at the end of the tunnel out of view. Reach out in the shadows and find a voice. And you'll hear a cry that's full of joy. It's amazing. It's amazing.